Mem Chesamud Beis, on the second line of Alamru Mishapara, etc., the Mishnah mentioned this sort of curse that somebody who backs out would get. Well, we have a machlokas between Abaye and Rava. Itmar, Abaye, who we circled here, and Rava is the first word on the next line, we circled Rava. Abaye says, Oidoi Moidinan Le. Rava says, Melat Laitinan Le. So Abaye says, literally, he is informed that there is a Mishapara for backing out. Rava says, no, he's actually cursed with the Mishapara, colon. So what does the rabbinical establishment do? They inform the person that he'll get a Mishapara, or they actually curse him? Abaye, who underline Amar, Oidoi Moidinan Le, from the word dar, das, that no, they basically let him know, dichsiv. The Pasuk says, why don't they actually give him the curse? Because you're not really supposed to. Pasuk says, Nasi be amcha lo yisor. A fellow Jew, you shouldn't curse. Rava, who we underline, Amar, no, Melat Laitinan Le, they will actually give the curse, Dichsiv. The Pasuk clearly says that, like a fellow Jew, one word in quotation marks, Be'amcha, you can't curse. Be'amcha, we understand to mean, who can you not curse? Which type of Jew? Be'oise, Maisa, Amcha, the type of Jew who acts like somebody who is a Jew who doesn't back out of things that he said he was going to do. However, somebody who does is should be cursed. Amar Rava, Menamin Allah. Where do I know that which I said from? Where do I see that? And it takes about six lines to develop this point that Rava makes. To Reb Chiya Bar Yosef, I had underlined Reb Chiya Bar Yosef. Reb Chiya Bar Yosef was once Yahavu Le Zuzi A Milcha. I guess he had some salt melach to sell, and he was given some coins for some of his salt. He didn't yet provide the salt to the person who gave him the coins. L'soif eiker milcha. I guess, I don't know, let's call it a few weeks later, the price of salt actually went up per pound, and he wants to, Rav Chiya Yosef wants to sort of back out. So he came, us lekame de Rabbi Yochanan. He came to Rabbi Yochanan, and I would diamond Rabbi Yochanan. The reason I diamond Rabbi Yochanan is because on Mem Tes Amud Aleph, the last of the thin lines, in the middle of that line is Rav, and I put a diamond around Rav as well. And we'll have a series of these, but this is the first. So he came to Rabbi Yochanan. Amarle, Rabbi Yochanan heard the case and told him, Zil Hav Lehu, you should go and provide the salt for Elo, and if not, Kabbalach Mishapara, you will receive a Mishapara. Now, the E Amris Oidoi Moidinan Le, if you want to say that, what does that mean? That he's basically just informing Rav Chiya Bar Yosef that there's this concept of a Mishapara. Really? Like a learned rabbi needs to know that? Rav Chiya Bar Yosef, Bar Odoi, who? He needs to be told that? Like, he knows that. He was one of the big rabbis. Okay, the Gemara turns around and says, well, then Elamai. Melat Laitinan Le, that he was actually giving him that curse? Rav Chiya Bar Yosef, Asa Le Kabulia Le Letusa De Rabbana? You think Rav Chiya Bar Yosef would let himself get cursed, a rabbinical curse? And therefore, basically, this Maisa can't prove Abaye or Rava, disprove Abaye or Rava. Ella, this is what was going on. What happened to that Maisa? Ella Rav Chiya Bar Yosef, a Ravain Hu De Yohiv Le. The Rav Chiya Bar Yosef, who had the salt, what was given to him was a down payment. So let's say he had $100 of salt, and he was given $20. Now, when somebody gives a down payment on something, how do you look at that? Hu savar, so Rav Chiya Bar Yosef was thinking, kenegdo hu kaina. So the guy gave me $20. He's entitled to $20 of the salt at whatever the lower previous price was, but that's it. V'amali Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, no, I underline Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that when a person gives a down payment, keneged kuloi hu kaina. When the down payment is made, it is the beginning of the payment, even though it hasn't yet all been paid fully up. He has to provide as much salt as the original deal was for. Kama, and now this is actually, I think the girsa in Zayin Marjorie is ve itmar, which would connect this to the previous case, a ravon. When a down payment is made, machlokas Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Rav, who I circled, Omer, let's say the item costs $100, the person paid $20. kenegdo hu koine. So he's entitled, so he's like, he gets officially the rights, the camp back out to $20 worth of whatever he is purchasing. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan Amar, and this is Rabbi Yochanan, we see l'shita so, kenegdo kulu hu koine. Like a down payment is just that. It's the beginning payment of the whole thing, and therefore he's entitled to the whole thing. And if he doesn't get all of it, in this case it would be the salt, he would receive a Misha Para. Meisfei. We have a Tanaic source, though, that would seem to indicate otherwise. This Tanaic source goes for 2, 4, 6, 8, just about 10 lines, and it starts over here. Now, it's interesting because the Tanaic source starts Hanoisen Eiravon, and Rashi points out that this Eiravon is different than the one we just said 2 lines ago and 2 lines before that. The previous times we used Eiravon, it was as a down payment. Here, we're understanding it as a mashkon. So I want to buy the guy salt. I give him $100 of his salt. I give him my emerald green bowling ball. So Hanoisen Eiravon Lechaverei. The Amar Loy, and I say, so I have the emerald green bowling ball, I want to buy the salt, and I say to the guy I give the emerald green bowling ball to, listen, Imani Chayzerbi, if I back out, Ervoini Macholach, you get to keep my emerald green bowling ball. The Hala Imer Loy, and the one who is selling the salt says back to me, well, Imani Achzerbi, if I back out of the deal, Echbol Lach Ervoinech, I'll give you back your Eirovoin, plus like another emerald green bowling ball. Niskaimu hatenaim. It seems like their tanaim, whatever stipulations they made for the deal, are mekayim. It's like binding. Divrei Rabbi Yossi, and basically that works. And we box Rabbi Yossi. Now the Gemara interrupts for about a line and explains that this is actually consistent with what we know Rabbi Yossi to hold. Rabbi Yossi latame. Rabbi Yossi going according to reasoning. We have heard him say elsewhere to Amar. He's the one who in other sugyas holds that asmachta kanya, a mere sort of like agreement, a commitment, that would work. And even though like each side is kind of like exaggerating it, that's good enough for it to be an effective kinyan. That's the end of the Gemara interruption. Rabbi Yehuda, who we boxed a second Tanaic opinion, says, no. The guy says if he backs out, the other person can keep his emerald green bowling ball. And the seller says, well, if I back out, I'll give you it plus another emerald green bowling ball. No. Pewda says, Dayo sheyikne keneged ervoinei. If the emerald green bowling ball is worth $20, and the seller will say $100, he gets salt keneged the $20. Connector, or comma connector. I'm on Reb Shimon Gamliel. I am on Reb Shimon Gamliel. Bemed Varma Murim. Where is it that he only gets connected the value of his bowling ball? Bemed Varma Murim. That's Bizman Sha'amar Loi, where what was said specifically was Ervoini Yakun. I want my Eiravon, in this case, my emerald green bowling ball, to acquire that he wasn't really giving it like as the beginning of the payment, and the rest is going to be like money that he owes. It was sort of as an Eiravon to acquire the whole thing. Aval machar loy bayis. Let's say what was being sold is a house or a sada field, the elefzuz for $1,000. Upara loy mehem chamesh mezuz, and the fellow who's supposed to be paying up pays $500 of that. Kana, so he's acquired. And he has to pay the rest. He gets the house, he gets the field, but he has to pay the remainder of the money. Even if it takes a few years, he owes that money. That's the end of the Tanaic source. The Gemara now suggests, my love, should we not say, Hua did lemetaltalin? The examples given were a house or a field, but the same would be, should we not say, let's say, movables. Just like Rosh Hashanah Gamliel says when it comes to land, which can be acquired with money, that if someone gives part of the money, he's acquired the whole thing. So too, should we not say, let's say, with movables, which can be acquired with money, as far as like that you'll have to get a Misha Parah if you back out, that the same should be, that the Eiravon should also just the Eiravon, just the security should be enough to acquire the whole thing, that the person will get a Misha Parah if he backs out. So the Gemara, after all that, says, no, that's not a question on Rav. Lo, even though the Bryce did give an example, it gave examples of a house or a field, we're trying to apply that to metaltalin, to movables. No, metaltalin bistama loikani. If metaltalin wasn't spoken out, you would not say that the the security would acquire the whole thing. Umayshna, why should there be a difference between, let's say, land or movables? Well, here's why. Karka, which I underlined in a line later, Metalti underlined that. Karka de bekaspa kanile mamish, giving kesef is a 100% valid way to acquire land, and therefore, even if you give partial kesef, kanile kula, it acquires all of the land. Whereas metaltilin, where we're dealing with movables, delo kani elikabulim ishapara, if you give money for a movable thing, for an object, a bowling ball, a pound of apples, where what has the person who given the money accomplished? He accomplished that if the other side backs out, the other side will get a mishapara, not that he's acquired anything necessarily, lo kani le, then a partial payment of the eravon, of the security, lo kani kule. He had not acquired the whole thing. Okay, the Gemara now suggests that maybe this whole issue is a machlokas tanoim. Lema ketanoi, I put a long point marking in the margin going all the way to Mem Tes Amud Aleph at about the seventh line. We're going to try to make this machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan a machlokas tanoim. At the time we're about to see our Rosh Hamagamliel and Rabbi Yuda HaNasi. Here we go. Says this Tanaic source, it goes for about 4.5 lines. Hamalva es chaveroi al hamashkain. You have a person who, now we know loans are given out and people pay back the loans, and when the Shemitah year comes and goes, it frees the loan. Let's say somebody gave a loan, Al gave a loan to Bob, al hamashkain. Bob had a mashkan which he gave Al to hold on to. V'nichlas ha-shemitah, and then, what do you know? It's a Shemitah year. Well, did that loan get free or not? Well, it's kind of like interesting because it's not just that Bob's, let's say the loan was for $100. Al is currently holding on to Bob's bowling ball. So, afal pi she'enoi shav ela peleg. Let's say the bowling ball loan was for $50. Loan was for $100, excuse me. The bowling ball was worth $50. Peleg would be like a portion, which Rashi says, let's say, chatzi achayv. So, Bob borrowed $100, he gave Al as a mashkain his $50 bowling ball, even though it's only a $50 bowling ball. Einoi mishamed, Shemitah year will not release that loan. Divrei Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and we boxed Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. We also boxed separately Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi Oimer. He says, well, no. If the mashkain was given, the green bowling ball was, the loan was for $100, and the green bowling ball is worth at least $100, imaya mashkain keneged halva asai, worth at least as much as the loan, then eino mishamet be'im lav. But if it was $100 loan and the bowling ball given as the mashkan was only $50 worth, that bowling ball be'im lav mishamet, then the shemitah will come and free that loan. Now, free the whole loan, free part of the loan. Let's see. That's the end of the snake source. Now, when we had said, in the first opinion, or Shimon Leal's opinion, that if the mashkon, if the loan was for $100, then the mashkon was worth $50, we use this term, enoi mishamet. Okay, my enoi mishamet connector to Kamar Shimon Leal. Like, what did he mean when he said if the mashkon is worth half, then it's not mishamet? So, Ilema, I squiggle underline the Ilema, and on the first line of the next Amud, I squiggle underline the Ella, which is near the middle of the page. So Elam, if you want to say Kenegdoi, that it won't be Mishamet Kenegdoi. Okay, that's what Shimon Leal holds. What would his Bar Plukta Rabbi Yehuda Nasi hold? Mechlad Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Savar Lahach Palga. Nami Mishamet? Really? Even that half would yes be Mishamet? Ela Mashkin Denaki Lamale. If the green bowling ball the guy has isn't good to be mishamed the other half of the oz or even that half, then what's the benefit of having the green bowling ball in the first place? Ella lav, we squeal on the Ella, should we not say shmamina? What does the eno mishamed mean when Rosh Shimon Gamliel said it? What's the eno mishamed? Umay, eno mishamed, those two words in right angles, connected to comma that was said by Rosh Shimon Gamliel? Question mark comma. Eino mishamet bekulai. What it means is it's not mishamet at all. Umai, then what does it mean when we use the term, this one word in right angles, mishamet, to kam Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, when Rabbi Yehuda Nasi says it would be mishamet, you know what's going to be mishamet? that half. So it's $50 bowling ball, so that $50 would work, but the other $50 would not. That part would get freed. That loan would get go free. And this, should we not say, is what they're arguing about. Rosh Gamliel, who I underline, Savar, he holds, when a mashkan is given, it's connected kuloi hu kaina. It requires the whole amount. That would be just like Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yudah Nasi, we underline Savar, he holds kenegdoi hu kaina. No, it's like Ravitz said, that it's only connected however much the value of the mashkan is. So should we not say then that this machlokas, Rav versus Rabbi Yochanan, parallels a machlokas, Rosh Gamliel versus Rabbi Yudah Nasi? Well, says the Gemara, no. Lo, comma. My, how then do we understand these two words in right angles? Eino mishame dekam Rosh Gamliel. When Rosh Gamliel used the term eino mishame, that if he gave a mashkan that was worth half, the loan was for $100, the green bowling ball was worth $50, lahach palga denakat ale mashkan. Okay, we're going to understand that as that will eino mishame, the half that the value of the mashkan covers. So the mashkan is $50, it's $50 of the loan is not going to go free. Michlal Rabbi Yudah Nasi Savar. Well, the implication then is that Rabbi Yudah Nasi, the other Tana, would hold lahach palga denakat ale mashkan nami mishamet, that even though the half that the person is holding the mashkan for will be released, that part of the loan, the whole loan, ela mashkan denakat lamale. Well, then, and that was a question we asked on the first line. Then what's the point of the mashkan? Oh, you know what the point of the mashkan is? Explains the Gemara now, and with this we'll conclude, the zichron dvarim ba'alma. Merely to remember that the money's owed. It's not actually for anything technically. It's simply there as almost like a string around the finger to remember that the money's owed, and so that the side that owes the money can't sort of back out, because everyone will remember. Adkan.